Amen. Amen. Joshua chapter 2. Amen. In Joshua chapter 2, the children of Israel are coming into the promised land. They've arrived. They're getting ready to go to war against Jericho, that great city, the city with such massive walls surround that city. I mean, it was going to be a major, major war, major battle. Should have been, right? But the Lord gave them the victory, and we know the story, how Jericho's walls fell flat, and the children of Israel had great victory. But what I want to talk to you about today is this lady by the name of Rahab that lived there in the city of Jericho. Joshua sent two spies into the city of Jericho to spy out the city, just kind of check it out. And word came, king figured out that they was what they was there for, and search was made, and they began to search for them. They made their way to Rahab's house. She brought them in. You know the story, how that she hid them on her rooftop in that house on the wall, and she hid them there underneath the flax that was on the roof. And then when the soldiers came looking for them, she sent them on a wild goose chase, sent them chasing after them, said they had slipped out of the gate and was gone. So they went off. And so then we drop down to verse 12, chapter 2, verse 12. Now that Rahab has helped them and the soldiers have went looking elsewhere. It says, "Now therefore, I pray you," and this is Rahab talking, "swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, that ye will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brethren, and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." She's not asking for much, is she? She's not asking for much. I just have one little favor. You ever have somebody ask you for that? Just one little favor. Just one little favor. And they act like, you know, I don't want to put you out or anything. I don't want to be any trouble. I don't want to be in trouble. But here's what I need. You know, somebody that needs you to, can you pick up a few things for me at the grocery store? And you've got a cartload of their stuff that you're hauling back, right? That's kind of the way I get it here. She says, that you just show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. And save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters. You know, well, that's quite a bit. But I want you to save all that they have and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, "Our life for yours. If ye not utter this, not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." She let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, "Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way." And the men said unto her, "We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, and if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear." She said, "According unto your words, so be it." She sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Notice that last line. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Amen. It's an awesome story. You know, and the end story is just as amazing to me, how that she was saved, rescued, right? And then became part of the house of Israel and became part of the nation of Israel. Became very important, right? Amen. A little scarlet thread. I don't know how big of a thread she had. I don't know, okay? So I'm just going to kind of improvise here for just a little bit if I can. A scarlet thread. Now, I know when you think about it, the scarlet cord had to be big enough to let men down off of a wall, right? Now, I mean, this cord's not very big, and even little old me probably could not climb down on that little cord, right? And I, as little as I am. You see little old me. Just a little scarlet thread, scarlet cord. I'm going to talk to you about the covenant of the cord for just a little bit today. Covenant of this cord. They made a promise with her. They made a promise to her that we will save your household. They made a promise of her. You know, when you look at Rahab, there's a lot of spiritual significance in this story. There's a lot of spiritual significance dealing with the red cord, that scarlet red cord that was hanging out the window, right? That was the cord of her salvation. It was the token of her salvation, right? If the cord's not there, if the scarlet thread, if the scarlet cord is not there, guess what? She's dead. She's dying with the rest of them. That was going to be the sign. That was going to be the symbol. She had to have that scarlet rope or whatever it was, that cord hanging out the window of her house so that everybody would know, there's the place. That's the place. They made this covenant with her that whoever was in the house would be saved. If she could get her family, she could get her father and her mother and her brothers and her sisters, she could get them all to come into the house and be under, amen, the protection of the cord, they would be saved, and they would be spared the death that was coming to the people of Jericho. If she could just get them into this place of safety and refuge. Man, it was for them. You notice that she went the extra mile. I mean, she did all that she could. When these men come, she already knows what this means. Judgment is coming. Jericho's going to fall. She told them, we are afraid. Our hearts melted within us. We are afraid and we are fearful because we know that we are doomed. We've heard what great things has happened and how God has used you and how the hand of God is on you, and we know we're in trouble. But she could see the handwriting on the wall, if you would, and she could see that the judgment was coming, that the days were numbered. And she took steps immediately to see that she would be saved. Do you know that if every one of us would realize, amen, that our days are numbered, that one day we will be facing judgment, that one day our household will be facing judgment, that one day our children will be facing the judgment, right? Amen, it is coming. We should take every step possible right now to ensure the safety and the salvation of our household. When they come in, notice she says, you know, I know you've come. I know that you're come to destroy the city, and I know that God has got his hand on you. If you wouldn't mind, when you come, and would you give me lots of gold if I just save you young men? If I save your life, would you give me gold? Would you make me rich? Would you give me some financial reward if you would just save me? If you just saved me. Notice she didn't ask for the money. She didn't ask for gold. She didn't ask for silver. She didn't ask for riches. Notice she didn't say, would you, when you come and you settle in this land and you have an inheritance, would you please just give me my own place to live? Give me my 40 acres. and a mule. That's all I need. Give me 40 acres and a mule and I'll be happy. Just give me my place that I can call my own little house. She didn't ask for that. What she asked for was salvation. Would you save me? Would you save me? Hey man, you know what? Sometimes we need to realize what is more important than money, than possessions, and it is our salvation. It's more important than anything else that we might have, anything else that we might gain in this life, our salvation. Hey man, not only that I be saved, she said, it's not just me I'm worried about, but I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my mom, my dad, my brothers, my sisters. I'm worried about all of their kindred. Hey man, I'm worried. I want them to be saved. Hey man, what a request. What a request that my family be saved. That my family would be saved. Amen. That is a noble request. Amen. More than silver, more than gold, more than possessions, more than anything that you can give me. Amen. The one thing that I ask, the one thing that I cry out for is that you'd save me and my family. Save me and my family. Amen. The covenant is made. Covenant is made. Our life for yours. Our life for yours. Amen. I know what they were saying. You saved us, we'll save you. But can you look at the covenant of the cord for just a moment and realize that God said, amen, I'll give my life for yours. My life for yours. My life for yours so that you'll be saved. Amen. I'll give my life. I'll lay down my life for this so you can be saved. Amen, that scarlet cord that she let them down by. Amen, I believe it symbolizes the blood. I believe it symbolizes the blood of that covenant. Amen, that Jesus has made for every one of us. Amen, that he's willing to give his life for us. Hallelujah. If we would just put our faith in him. Amen. Note, the thing that I read down through there, and I read those verses, and they give her instruction, and then we go to that verse, and it says, and she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And then notice, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. She bound the scarlet line in the window. She knew they weren't coming for at least 3 days. She had sent them off to hide. She didn't know when they would be coming to attack the city. She didn't know, but you know what? Immediately. She bound the scarlet cord in the window. Amen. So that there would be no question. There would be no mistake. There would be no error. Amen. What good is it to tie the scarlet cord in the window after the victory is, after they've already come and destroyed the city? She's tied bound the scarlet cord in the window immediately after their departure. Let there be no mistake. Amen. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Don't delay. Right now's the time. You want to save your family? You want to see your family saved? Right now, bind the scarlet cord. Amen. Don't wait around. Don't delay. Today is the day for you to bring salvation to your household. Today is the day for you to bring salvation to your family and to your home. Amen. This is the day. Amen. She wasn't going to wait around. She didn't delay. She said, I'll get to that in a couple of days. I'll get to that when I have time. Hey man, they've got a long way to go. They got a long journey. I don't even see the armies yet. I don't even see anybody on the horizon. I don't even see their encampment. I don't see any soldiers with swords and spears. I don't see any danger out there. So why bother? Hey man, you know what? Now is the time. Hey man, for you to join yourself. Hey man, to this covenant with the Lord and say, God, I don't want my family to be destroyed. Amen. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. Work in my life right now. Amen. Right now. Amen. There's some things that's very wonderful about this story. First of all, amen, notice it did not matter who she was. Amen. No questions asked. She was not a good woman. She was not known for her purity. She was not known for her righteousness. She was not known for her spirituality. Amen. She had baggage. She had a reputation. She had a past. Yeah. She was a harlot. She was not a good person. But yet, amen, the covenant still applied to her. The covenant still applied to her. Amen. They didn't ask for a background check. They didn't ask. They just said, tie the scarlet cord in the window. Amen. And you'll be saved. Amen. It don't matter what your past is. It don't matter where you came from. It don't matter what you've done. It don't matter how much baggage you have in your life. Amen. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sin. Amen. If you put your trust in the covenant. Amen. The covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. That promise that he made for you and to your family and for your children. Amen. If you put your faith and your trust in the covenant of the cord. Amen. And believe that you'll be saved. Amen. You don't matter what your past is. Hallelujah. I'm glad that God don't do a background check. I'm glad I don't have to have it all, my whole life worked out. I don't have to believe that I had to be perfect, amen, all my life in order to be saved. Amen. But you can be saved today regardless of your past. Amen. Just be found, amen, under the covenant of the cord. Just be found under the covenant of the cord. Amen. If you're in the house, you're saved. If you're in the house, you're saved. But listen, my family, they're not good people. My family, they're heathens. My family, they've worshiped other gods. My family, they're not pleasant people. It don't matter. Have them in the house. Amen. And they shall be saved. Thank God. But you don't understand my background, where I came from. Not many people like my mom and dad. I wasn't raised in a godly home. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. It don't matter. Amen. The covenant of the cord applies. Have them in your house and they will be saved. Do you know this salvation? It's for you and your children and your children's children. Amen. It's for your mom and your dad, no matter where you came from, what family you belong to. Amen. It applies to you today. You can be saved. You can be saved. Hallelujah. Man, she was not a pleasant person. Not a pleasant person. But her family could be saved. But her family could be saved. Amen. I believe some of you this morning, amen, you carry a burden in your life for your family. Maybe for your lost children. Maybe for your children that's not serving the Lord and you are concerned about them. Amen. I believe that God can save your children. I believe that God can save your children. Hallelujah. I believe God will save your children, your lost children. They may be wandering away from God today, but I believe that God can save your children. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to do all that we can right now. Amen. Do you know what? Her house became a house of the covenant. Her home became a home of the covenant. Amen. In her home, it was covered, amen, by the cord, the covenant of the cord. There was a promise that was made. Amen. If they're in the house, amen, we'll save them. Amen. She was living under the covenant of the cord. Amen. Every day that we live, amen, we're living under the covenant of the cord. Amen. Believing God, amen, and trusting the Lord. Amen. And putting our faith in the blood of Jesus that we will be saved. Hallelujah. She immediately put it there. Amen. Do you know what? Our house needs to become a house. Amen, that's dwelling under the covenant of the cord. Amen. I believe that God can save your children and save your family. I believe you can see your family come back to the Lord. Amen. I believe there's promise in this that our children can be saved. Amen, that our children can be saved. But you don't say, but you don't understand how far my children have gone. I believe that God can still save your children. You don't understand how bad my children have went. They've been to places they should have never been. Amen, it don't matter. God can save your children. You say, but Brother David, they've done horrible things and wicked things. God can save your children. Amen, you know what? Amen, there wasn't some interest, some secret password that they had to say to get into the house. Amen, if they were in the house, they were saved. Hallelujah. They didn't have to pass the background check. They didn't have to be screened in order to get into the house. Amen. But if they was there, they were saved. Amen. And I believe that God could save your children as well. Hallelujah. God, help our homes to be a home that lives under the covenant of the cord. Amen. If we could just, you know what? Praise God. Some people say, but I raised my children in church, and I believe that verse. That the Bible says, raise up a child in ways you go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Amen. And I believe that verse as well. You know, but you may say, but I've raised my children in church, and they're away from God. They're not serving the Lord. Well, can I tell you, the prodigal son, he left the house, but he never forgot how to get home. He always remembered how to get back home. He knew the way. He knew how he needed to go. He always had a memory of Father's house and how to get there. And I believe, amen, your children may be away from the Lord today. Amen, but keep the cord in the window. Amen, keep a covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ, because they haven't forgotten how to get back home. They've not forgotten where it is. Amen. They know how to get back to the place of safety. Hallelujah. Amen. Trust the Lord. Amen. Trust the Lord. Amen. She bound the cord in the window. She bound the cord in the window. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What about you this morning? Amen. If you're concerned about your family, amen, you need to live under the covenant of the cord. Praise God. If they're in the house, they'll be saved. They'll be saved. Would you stand with me this morning?